Now that Wynn Resorts has officially won the casino license for Greater Boston, the company says it expects to begin construction of the resort in about 2 months. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has more on what's next for Wynn and the city of Everett, which is the site of the proposed casino.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Even though Massachusetts Gaming Commissioner James McHugh voted against the Wynn Casino proposal, he praised the company as he signed the license declaring Wynn the winner of what's expected to be the most lucrative casino license in Massachusetts.
The Wynn organization has a proven track record in a very, very competitive environment, both in Las Vegas and in the Far East. They've done an excellent job in the face of heavy competition, and they've done it over a sustained period of time.
But for Wynn, a lot of the work is just beginning. First, the company must redesign the casino's exterior, a condition imposed by the Gaming Commission. Wynn is sketching a new design that will still make large use of reflective glass, a trademark of Wynn casinos around the world. A thornier issue, though, is Wynn's relationship with Boston. The city has fought for host community status since the casino site directly abuts the Boston neighborhood of Charlestown. Boston negotiators walked away from surrounding community talks during the licensing process, and Steve Wynn himself has accused the city of making irresponsible demands. But Wynn executive Robert DeSalvio says he expects the two sides will be negotiating again soon.
We have always been ready, willing, and able. We had actually excellent discussions along the way. So we just want to get it started, and we believe the city wants to as well.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh sounded less optimistic in a statement released after the license decision, calling Wynn's current offer to the city unacceptable. Walsh adds he still has major concerns about the traffic plan for Sullivan Square in Charlestown. Right now, that plan only includes a small fix of the traffic circle and nothing to address larger concerns. DeSalvio says the short-term fix can be done within 6 months, but a long-term overhaul of the square, something the city has tried to map out for years, is another question and one that Boston has to answer.
We are waiting on the city and the community to finalize its plan. We're going to have a seat at that table. Obviously, that's a longer-term project.
Even though Wynn won the license, it is holding off on actually acquiring it and paying an $85 million license fee until after the November election. That's because voters in November will have the chance to repeal the state's expanded gaming law, potentially rendering the whole process null and void. So far, Wynn has said it won't get involved in the campaign to defeat the question, calling it a moral issue and one that should be left to voters. But after signing the license agreement, DeSalvio appeared to walk back those statements.
We have always said that it's up to the citizens of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to make that decision come November. Whether or not we're going to get involved at a later date, we really haven't come to that conclusion yet.
Assuming the ballot question is rejected, Wynn plans to begin cleaning the site, a former Monsanto chemical plant, the day after the election. That process is expected to take 5 or 6 months, and construction for the $1.6 billion casino resort is expected to take about 3 years. Wynn officials hope to have the site up and running before Christmas 2017. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.